Today's daf in the second Yekinis daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding one third of the way down at the two dots. So the Mishnah told us of a very important takuna of Rabbi Gamliel mipnei tikkun ha'olam, that it's not allowed. Doesn't say what the din would be if you did it, but that he's not allowed to go in front of a bezdin b'mokom acher to be mevatel a shlichut. It's not clear what the tikkun ha'olam is. My mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So Rabbi Yochanan says the issue is because we're liable to end up with mamzerim. So mipnei takanat mamzerim, you shouldn't do this. Whereas Rish Lakish says that we're not cheshish that we're going to end up with mamzerim. It's mipnei takanat agunot. So what is this machlokas? Well, you'll recall that yesterday we had a machlokas about what the din would have been if Rabbi Gamliel had not made his takana. Is it b'fnei shnayim that you would make a bezdin, or b'fnei shlosha that you would make a bezdin to be mevatel? And that turns out to be the machlokas over here. Rabbi Yochanan, who says mipnei takanat mamzerim, he holds of yesterday's Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman said that the halacha would have been, if not for Rabbi Gamliel, to be mevatel in front of a bezin of shnayim. The problem is that a bezin of shnayim doesn't have a kol. Doesn't have the same impact as a real bezin of threes.
Really makes a difference?
Yeah.
I mean, baked is baked.
Yeah, but people don't talk about it. Doesn't have that chashivas in their eyes to blabble about. Not enough people know about it. Then once three people know about something, so then it's... Wow. So over here, we're afraid that she won't hear about it. If she doesn't hear about it, he lo shama, v'lo yada. So she'll go thinking it's a perfectly kosher get, and she'll go get married. That's a min sivah. If she gets married, then we have to worry about mamzerim. So because of that, we made a takona of mamzerut. Whereas Rish Lakish holds, no, that's not the issue. There's no problem of mamzerut. There is a problem of agunot. Do you remember that we had earlier, the lotion of agunot was used for a woman who can't get married because of whatever. In other words, so the ideal, not that she's necessarily the way we use agunot, we don't know what the din is, you know, maybe she would be married, but her husband has left her, and so on. The year, agunot means she may not be able to get married because he'll disappear without giving her a get, and we won't be able to get a get out of him. So that's the way that we use agunot today, right? That a man who refuses to give his wife a get, so we call that part of the agunot problem. And that's takanat agunot. Why? Because he holds like Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet holds there's no problem with mamzerut. Why? Because you have to have a bezdin of shlosha. He argued on Rav Nachman yesterday. But once you have beitlata, you do have a kol. So she knows that the get is no good. Shama v'yada. And she won't ever get married. And therefore, what we have to do is make it more difficult for husbands to make problems for their wives. That's all that this is. That's what takana agunot means. So if it's so easy that wherever you are, you can make her crazy by creating a bezdin, passing a shlichut to the get, after she thinks it's all over, she paid her $100,000, she gets sent to get with the shliach, and then you go make a bezdin, you mevatel the shlichut. That's a disaster. And then she'll know about it. It's not that we're afraid she'll get married, we're afraid she won't get married. That's the point. And because of that, we don't want to make it easy on her, on him, to create a situation like that. So if the only way he can be mevatel the shlichut is by actually coming and finding, or sending someone to find the shliach en route, or the woman before the shliach gets there, that makes it much more difficult.
No.
So because of that, now, I mean, your question obviously would be, so if that's the case, then if Rabbi Yochanan is only cheshish for mamzerut, what do we need to have Rabbi Gamliel creating a takana, not to be mevatel get at all in front of a bezdin? Can make it very simple, a takona, only to be mevatel get in front of a takona of three, in front of a bezdin of three. And then there will be a kol, and then there won't be mamzer, right? So Tosfos explains, obviously Rabbi Yochanan also holds of the problem of agunot. That's not the issue. Is there such a problem? Of course there's such a problem. All that Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that for that chashash of agunot, we wouldn't have made the takana that you can't be mavat in front of a bezdin. We make the takana because the bezdin that you would have been mavat in front of, there was no need for a bezdin of shalosh. So mimela, there had to be a takana to avoid mamzeres. Once there's a takana to avoid mamzeres, and then let's cure the whole problem. Just don't allow this kind of thing. In other words, the same way we're going to artificially create, don't allow a bittul in front of anything but a bezin of three, which doesn't make any sense. It's just a takana because of the mamzerim. Then we might as well avoid the whole problem. Let's say a husband's not allowed to be mavat to again, not in front of his wife. So that turns out to be the machlokes. It's not that we're offering another solution. Okay, so we have two approaches here. Now the question is, what if you didn't listen to Rabbi Gamliel? No, it says in the Mishnah is lo yivata. Lo yivata means you're not supposed to. What if you did? Then we run into a different machlokes. Tana Rabba. Rebbe holds, if you went ahead and mevatel it, bitlo, then it's mevutal. We can't. Or what are we supposed to do? I mean, lemaisa, the guy is canceling the shlifut, or he's canceling the get. I mean, we can't make a takana to make a non-get a get. I mean, or a non-shlichut a shlichut. What can we do? So if he didn't listen to us, so then it's mevutal. Give it a Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel explains Rabbi Gamliel has in takana that it's not true. The takana of Rabbi Gamliel was that he cannot legally do anything about it, even if he tries. He cannot cancel that get, and he cannot add any kind of conditions to the get either. He can't say, okay, fine, it's a good get, but only if I get $50,000 in the bank. He can't do that. So he's not able not to be meisif and tanai, and certainly not to be mevatelet entirely. She'im kein, that if you allow him to do whatever he wants after the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, I understand. So what's the point of having Rabbi Gamliel stand up in his bezdin and say that this is the halacha? But we're giving good eitzes to people. A bezdin, when a bezdin makes a psak, a bezdin makes a psak. That's koveya the halacha. What? Me, kamidi? What do you mean, makor bezdin yofa? The Torah considers this to be a perfectly good get. I mean, a completely bottled get. And the Rabbanan are going to say that, no, we've decided it's a good get, and this Eishes Ish is allowed to get married. Because, after all, you wouldn't want Rabbi Gamliel to say something that doesn't make sense. So therefore, let's be mater and Eishes Ish Liyamo. What kind of craziness is that?
Why is it so clear in Daraisa that it's...
What do you mean? He was mevatel l'shlichut. We can't force a guy to make a shliach. So what is this supposed to mean? This is supposed to be logical. Mako bezin yofa. He said, "Miika meaning the binyaraita bottle gita." You explain to me. I mean, as far as the Torah is concerned, there's no get here. But because we're worried about mako bezin yofa, after all, of Rabbi Gamliel, so because of that, we're going to be mater neishes ishli alma. So I said, "Gemara, that's exactly what I'm saying." In, because the concept of kiddushin is basically a Derabbanan idea. In other words, it's a social idea, right? And kol mekadesh adayta derabbanan mekadesh. What kiddushin means to people is what the rabbanan say it means, and that's the norm of human psychology. That's why we say kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. Whenever we say right, mekudeshetli. Why do we say that? Because that's what it means to be mekudeshet. You know, so Avdol, justice of the peace. The same kind of idea. Whatever it is that people are masmich in their minds, this particular relationship and its acceptance is based on something. So by Klal Yisrael, it's based on the way that the Rabbanan see this as appropriate relationship. And the Rabbanan, in this case, considered it to be an inappropriate relationship. Why? Because it led ultimately to this guy canceling a get. We can't have Kiddushin where people cancel a get. And therefore, the Rabbanan say, Kiddushin that leads to cancellations of getim are not Kiddushin. We annul the marriage. They're not considered to be married. wait a minute. Let's finish, right? So, since called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabbanan Mekadesh, Rafkein, Rabbanan Lekiddushin, meaning. Omele Ravina Lavashi, I understand what that means. Afkein and Rabbanan Kiddushin. I do understand. If somebody is Mekadesh B'Kesef. So Beis Din, we know, has a kayak of defining ownership, right? Fine. So they, the B'Zatz Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. So they can define who owns what. So then that means that they take the Kesef Kedushin that was given to Teres Kedushin, and they make it a gift. They say, this money belongs to her. So therefore, it isn't given out L'Shem Kedushin, because they gave it to her. You didn't give it to her. I understand that, but that's a very easy way of being mafkia kedushin. You simply make it that there never was a Kenyan kedushin. But if somebody...
So they are not married. So
not married. They're not married. Yeah.
Does that but mean that it should be kosher with
Guna? It would still be Reach HaGet. The post can talk about it. It's still Reach HaGet. I mean, it looks like he gave a get. And people think it's working because it's a get. It's really not working because it's a get. But because you give this kind of get, there was no marriage. But obviously, that's about as reachy of a get as you can get, you know.
Her kids, if they were from a Kohen, would be Mamzerim then.
Kohanim, you mean Chalolim? Yeah. You're getting confused.
Chalolim, right.
Reach HaGet? That's part of the dinner ring?
Part of the because the Doreis, she wasn't married, and then after the first Be'ila...
You're back to a Kohen Gadol now? Yeah. An Almona, I know. What are you talking about? A non Besula? I don't know. Let's let's try to keep things.
Just the facts.
Okay. But I do not understand if somebody was Mekadesh with Bia, I mean, they can't, what are they going to do? You know, run time backwards? I mean, was he or wasn't he? Yeah, you'd have to go, it's rough. So what would you do? Mekadesh b'Bia, Ma'ika l'Meima. Answer is the Gemara, it's the same thing. Because it's not the act of Bia that creates Kedushin. It's the act of Bia as Kedushin that creates Kedushin.
Again, please, it's not?
It's not the act of Bia. People sleep together all the time. There's no Kedushin that results from it. It's the fact that the context and intent of this was for Kedushin. But suppose we view that intercourse as being just plain old-fashioned fun. So then the Rabbanan can decide, okay, there was no context. There was no Kedushin context. Fun is not Kedushin. Serious intent and so on, but that is dependent on context. So the Rabbanan can define the context. So they say this is not the type of Bia that is considered to be a Kedushin type of Bia. Yeah. Avkina Rabbanan le Kiddushin, meaning by saying that they were Shavyu Rabbanan le Bi'ilato Bi'latzinut. This is not a Bia of Kiddushin. Ton Rabbanan. So now we have a secondary machlokas, also between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, which seems to border on the issues of the Takana of Rebbe Gamliel, and yet does not necessarily cross into the same issue. We'll see that it's a bit confusing as to whether we paskin like Rebbe in one and Reb Shimon Gamliel in the other, or isn't necessarily interrelated. See, here's the case. It's similar on the surface to this case. A guy says to 10 people, Kidfu get li'ishti. Now, the halacha is that if he says kulchem, then as we saw before, they all have to sign the get, and they can only sign one in front of the other. So we won't have any trouble with that, because then they would all know if there were changes in one, there would be across the board, because they'd all have to be there. And if he was told one guy, I don't want you to be there, then he can't be there. Fine. But suppose you don't say kulchem. So the halacha over there is, if you tell 10 people to do that, So one person writes the get, and two people sign the get, and the others are just backups. They're not important. Now, the question is, he goes over to one or two of them, and he says, well, I don't want to change my mind. I don't want you to be there. Right? So now the question would be, can he be mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh or not? Sounds a little bit like our previous case. So according to Rebbe, and this sounds like Rebbe before, Rebbe said, bitlo mevuta. If you go ahead and mevatel it, it would be a good bitl of a shliach. Now over here, Rebbe says the same thing. If you're mevatel, in this case, we're not talking about being mevatel in front of a third-party Beit Din. We're talking about being mevatel in front of some of the people that were involved in this shlichut and not in front of the others. So Rebbe says, you can even up front be mevatel in any one of them, and the others don't have to know about it. So says Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel omer, no, you cannot, eino yachol. This is part of that same takana. You can't. And if you try to do it, it wouldn't work. In eino yachol avatel, the only way you'd be able to do it is zeh b'fnei zeh. So what exactly would they be arguing about here? Because here it's certainly not a direct extension of the Mamzerut problem or the Agunot problem. What is the issue over here? They are arguing about the concept of Eidutcha Batla Miktzata Batla Kulaka Miflegah. Now we know in a true case of Eidut, where you have five people, let's say, that witness something, it turns out that two of them are related to one another, or one of them is related to the Baal Din, and he's a possible witness, the entire witness, the testimony falls apart. Because even though I only need two witnesses, but if I have more than two witnesses and one is possible, then none of these witnesses can be used.
Just don't call
them? Right? No, we'd have to. Anyone here cannot be, that's why we do this in a marriage. Do not be machaving to be an aide unless you are Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. Nobody else is intended to be witnessing this. Okay, so they're not part of the Eidut.
Negative Kavanah not to be part of the Eidut.
So if we specifically exclude someone from the Eidut, that's fine, but if they come, so then it would be Eidut Shabbatla Mikzata Batla Kula. Now over here you appointed all of them to be responsible. So the question is, if I had included all 10 of them, so Rebbe holds Eidut Shabbatla Mikzata in this case. It doesn't mean real case of Eidut Shabbatla Mikzata. But in this case, which I'm making similar to the case of true Eidut Shabbatla Mikzata, over here means an appointment to take care and witness something for me, which doesn't mean they all had to be there. So therefore, yeah, it's a shlichut to write the get and to witness the get. But any one of you, it's not like you all have to be there. But Rebbe holds, therefore, what is this after? This is not really Eidut Shabbatla Mikzata. And therefore, even though in a true case of witnessing, it would be mid-Batla Mikzata, but this is not that case. And lo Batla Kula, there's no problem. Well, tell me what the problem is. There were 10 people, let's say. So he told three of them, I don't want you. No. So what's going to happen? The others don't know about it. Fine. So the others don't know about it. So what will they do? They'll write a get. So they'll write a get. So what did they do wrong? They wrote the get. They gave the get. The Isha is divorced. She went and got married, and she had perfectly normal, healthy children. And what's the problem? What are you going to shout? But I told these guys they shouldn't do it. They didn't do it. So what's the problem? There's nothing to be goes there. You could do this with Chatchila, says Rabbi. There's no issue. So I az lehanach katve v'yavi. Let them go right ahead. Lift up over lit. I understand. What do I care?
Didn't he cancel it before?
No. He didn't cancel it. He canceled them.
Them.
He said, I don't want you. Don't send that get. Okay, fine. I won't. Thank you. Fine. Yeah. Believe me, I have better things to do. I won't send the get. What is what you say to me after with what you said to them? Did you tell them not to send the get? No. Did you tell me to tell them not to send the get? No. Did you tell me your intent was that none of us should send the get? No. No good. So what's the problem? So I won't send the get. And what's it? You want to tell them not to? Go right ahead. You don't want to tell them not to? Let them write the get. So if they write the get, they wrote the get. No harm can come of it. So what would be the problem even with Chatzila? You decide you don't want people involved, tell them. So I don't see what the issue is, says Rebbe. Therefore, even the Chatzila, you can go and be mevatel two of the people, tell them I don't want you to write the get. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that this is similar to Eder Shabbat La Mitzvah Tabat La Kula. And since you canceled part of it, so now the whole thing is canceled.
So if he tells two guys,
none of them are really allowed to write. He's told, well, he's ushered them to be shluchim. He canceled the shlicha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh
B'dvaro.
No, are responsible. Yeah. But they don't all need to be doing it. If they find out two of them did it, fine, oh, good, thank you. Thank you very much. You know. But the bottom line is that, according to Shimon Gamliel, this could be disastrous because it's exactly the same as the other case. If Gamliel ushered me from making a third-party Beit Din and not informing the shliach, or not informing the woman, that's what I'm doing over here. I made basically part of the same party Beit Din, but I mean, effectively it's the same thing. I canceled the shlichut, and the shluchim didn't know. The other shluchim, they didn't know. And therefore, if they would go and write, we'd be back where we started from. You'd have to worry about Mamzerut, the whole thing, right? So because of that, it's included in the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, since Hanach lo yad, and they would go ahead, the Asle, the Katve, the Yave, they would be Maternatius Ishli Alma. And therefore, you have to go ahead and answer this. And we would say the same thing with the same question. We would cancel his cancellation. Now, it might be that this is not the way we said it. It might be, by Dema, you know what? It might be that mi ikra din kulei ama edut shebatla mikzata lo batla kula. Maybe even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is made that it isn't really a problem of a cancellation that's not in front of the others, because it isn't batla kula. But the svar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is that kasava milta demit avda ba'ape asara tzricha be'asara lemishlefa. That the point over here is that if you have created a monster, you can only undo the monster the same way you created it. In other words, once you've appointed 10 people to go ahead and do it, you cannot undo it by parts. You'd have to get them all together and do the same thing, right? So in other words, even the two people that you said don't do it, even they can do it. Because it doesn't help to be mevatel a shlichut that was made as 10 and be mevatel it in front of 2 out of the 10. So in other words, no, this is without kulchem. If you said kulchem for sure, then it would be not problematic. Yeah, even. Yep, no. Wait, we'll get the kulchem.
But can't they just find 10 people from the street?
No, it means these 10. Yeah, that's all the Rishonim talk. Because really, this is making pretend that it's a given that there's such a rule. It isn't really that it's a given that there's such a rule. The point is that this itself is the extension of how he understands the concept of the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel in the first place. That's what really comes out. And that is that cancellations in Inyanim of Gittin need to take place in front of the very same people that were appointed. And that's what it means. So once that's true, so then if I appoint to 10 people, I can't cancel in front of 2 people as an extension. Forget about what the issue is. It has nothing to do with Eidah Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kul. And the truth is, it has nothing to do with 10. We're saying if you're Be'asara, it doesn't really mean Be'asara. It means that this is what the Takana was. Anything that's done has to be done in front of all of the people that were involved in the original determination of what would have made this thing a get. Otherwise, whatever, disasters could come of it. In certain cases. So once it's in certain cases, we recall there that this is the halacha, which is an amazing extension of Makor Bez Din Yafa. But basically what we're saying is that any time that somebody attempts to do such a thing, and then goes ahead and believes that it's done, then we cancel the Kedushin in order to allow the get to remain a get. It's amazing. Now, as Tosis points out, the implications of this are just unbelievable. For instance, we know that the whole reason that we had dating in a get was because we don't want him to cover his niece's snus. Oh, this is fantastic. His wife could be carrying on with another guy for 3 years, right? And he only finds out about it at the end of 3 years. All he has to do...
What? His wife being the niece.
Yeah, whatever. All he has to do is give a shliach a get to send to his wife. Shliach goes. He calls together three guys. He says, I'm canceling the shlichut, which now cancels their marriage, which means that this woman was never fooling around with anyone else because she was never married. Because he tried canceling a get after he had sent it. And the din is, the Rebbe Gamliel says, well, then the Rabbanan canceled his kedushin. Or I got a better deal. He finds out that his wife has had these five little mamzerim over the past 10 years.
Oh, you know? Like,
yeah, that's fine. We'll undo the mamzerim. It's easy. Give a shliach a get, call together three people, cancel the get, mamzerim suddenly become the sweetest of children. No problem whatsoever.
Always the sweetest of children, but now they can marry other sweet children.
No, that's not true. The pagam of mamzerut. We don't call people mamzerim for no reason when they're mamzerim.
Okay. I see. Yeah, that makes sense too.
So the kedushin is canceled from.
Hey, what's amazing is that even in English, a bastard is considered to be somehow a vicious person. It's not just an insult. You know? Why then a bit? Any pagam in yichus is viewed as a pagam in hanhodim.
Why does the kedushin have to be uprooted from its very beginning?
Can
you say from now?
No. How can you uproot? What's the mechanism money from now? It has to be either I cancel the money or I cancel the BM. Right. So this is an amazing, amazing option that's available for undoing all types of mamzeres. Nobody would ever have to be chaya for Eish
HaSish. So people do this?
Actually, yes.
They're allowed to do this?
Yeah, they're not that creative.
No.
They're not that creative.
Well, there's a machlokas rishonim here. So Tosfos answers the Gabi the Din of covering for your niece. So what's wrong with covering for your niece? We don't want you to give an illegal cover for your niece, but this is a legal cover for your niece.
Loophole.
Yeah, it's a loophole. So what's wrong with using a loophole? No, Isser in using a loophole, it's a legal loophole.
One man's loophole is another man's incentive.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah. But Lomaisa, it's a kosher get, and it's a kosher non-kedushin. Right. So what's wrong? But the Rabbeinu Tam says that the takona of Rabbi Gamliel is a takona for tikkun, and not a takona for screwing over things. And therefore, it does not include a bittul of the original kedushin when such bittul is for the purpose of making cynical use of the takana. And therefore, the rabbanon will not be mafkia kedushin where they're being used to be mafkia kedushin, but only where it's useful to be mafkia kedushin. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it won't work.
So it becomes an assistant.
So now it becomes highly iffy. Right? So to be mitaken mamzerim in this fashion.
Where is this Rabbeinu Tam referred to again?
Here.
Tosfos here?
Tosfos on the
Menalo.
Yeah. Okay, so it's fascinating, yeah? Fine. Okay, so this is amazing stuff. So this could be a whole different approach. So I need 10 people to undo it. Now, what would be the din, as Rabbi Yaakov has been asking, of kulchem? Suppose you do say kulchem. Now, if you say kulchem, then you would have to have all of the 10, or however many there were, present at the time of the signing of the get. So it really wouldn't be possible for there to be anything that you did in front of one that wouldn't automatically reflect on the entire get, because they would all know about it, or the person wouldn't show up, and then the get wouldn't be a good get anyway. So what about kulchem? Is the svara of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel the way we originally thought? Because educh batla mitzata batla kula, and over here nothing bad can happen, because since he said kulchem, anikim and the amalu kulchem, anyway, they're not going to be able to write this get and give it to her, because this guy, if he's there, he'll tell them, I can't sign, or he just won't come and sign, right? So lo matzi kat viviyavi, and therefore there's no problem. But on the other hand, if the issue was the second way in the Ibayit Ema, where over there we said that the Svar of Reb Shimon Gamliel might be because he holds that the Etzem Takana is that Komilta Demit Avda Ba'api Be'asara Tzrichi Be'asara L'Mishlefa. So then, if that's the case, it makes no difference, because Kulchem is still, I did something in front of 10 people. So in order to undo it, that's the takana. I need to undo it in front of all of them. We don't say, well, but anyway, they would find out. We don't make those differences. We have a very simple mechanism. Something is done in front of people, needs to be undone in front of people. That way we avoid all of the problems. So then it would be true, afilu kulchem nami. What indeed is the halacha? And we have a very simple proof of that. Tashma. If you tell two people, now, two people, of course, is the equivalent of kulchem. Because 10 people can't sign one without the other, and two people can't sign one without the other. So there's no way of causing any damage by telling one person out of a two any more than there's telling one person out of a 10. Even if it's not kulchem, right? So if you say to two people, to get lishti, then and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel still claims in a Yocholavatel Elazeb Ifneze, despite the fact that two people are by definition kulchem, Varshnaim are kechi kulchem dami, and nonetheless we see that we have the same machlokas, even though nothing bad can come of it, because if both of them can't sign, then basically you don't have a get. So you see that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the takona is a straight across the board takona. Anything done in front of a person needs to be undone in front of all the people that were involved.
So could he ask one person, you be my aide, and then somebody else, you be my aide, without them seeing each other?
Brilliant. That's what we're getting to. Omer Rav Ashi, I be aide k'tiva. Says Rav Ashi, no, you can't bring me a raya, because I'm not sure that your case is accurate. Who's to say that these are Eidim that need to both be involved, and it's talking about Eidei Ketiva, which by definition means I have to be Chotem, then you'd be right. There's no way out of it. Then two people are by definition Kulchem. But what about if we're not talking about Eidei Ketiva? Maybe what we're talking about is Eidei Holacha. And Eidei Holacha is just like 10 people where either one of them can basically do it. And you know what? It's not just that I thought this up. If we read ahead, you'll see that it's very reasonable that it's talking about Eidei Holacha. Because the next case raises Rabbi Yaakov's issue. Because what's the sefer? What if you say to one guy, not in front of the other guy? Right? So, Omar lezeh b'fnei atzmo. Or lezeh b'fnei atzmo. So then, yochol levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. Then there's no problem. Now, yeah, but Bishlama be'edei holacha. I understand. If we're talking about edei holacha, fine, shemavato one edei holacha. What's the problem? You give a get to one guy, and you say, please deliver this get to my wife. That's all you're doing, is deliver the get to my wife. You find another guy, say, listen, I just gave a get to Joe. You know, he's a slowpoke. I don't really rely on him so much. Do me a favor. You know, make sure that it gets done. If he doesn't do it, take it and give it to yourself, will you? So he's got a backup.
Second copy?
Yeah, no, the same get. He's the same get. Yeah, just take care of it for me. So, okay, so fine, you want to be Mavata Zebesh Olif and Ezeb. So what's the problem? So the guy who doesn't, is not the Shliach, won't do it. Now, I mean, if we're talking about Eidei Holacha, okay, then this makes sense. But if the way you thought we were talking about Eidei Ketiva, right? That's how you understood the whole thing. Talking about Eidei Ketiva, and since no harm can come of it because they can't sign without the other, you said that's a raya, right? That nonetheless they argue even in Eidei Ketiva. But this can't be talking about Eidei Ketiva, because you cannot tell. If we're talking about Eidei Holacha Shapra, but if you're telling me Eidei Ketiva, it's not considered to be a tziruf. You have to have a Omar Amar. You can't tell two people at separate occasions. You do, and one of them witnesses the fact that I want to give the get, and the other one witnesses the fact that I want it separately. They don't know anything from That's not a kosher edus that's mitzvah. To be a kosher edus, you both have to say, this guy was mitzvah us together, and otherwise, where's the edut? They saw two separate things. You can't just put the intent of two separate things together. I saw the guy say, give me a give or a get. Okay, and where's the other aid? Well, here, he saw him the other day say, give or a get. What does that have to do with it? The other day, I mean, we're not... We're talking about two people who saw something. You can't recreate a scene that you didn't see together, right? So therefore, ein edutan mitzarefet, amar, ein edutan mitzarefet ad shiru shneihem keechad. So if that's the case, how could we be talking about kitvu? We must be talking about holacha. Well, I mean, you may be right, but it's not 100% proof that we're talking about holacha. Maybe this is going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So Dubak Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Svirale, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha holds that a dut can be given over on the import of the edut. So somebody says, well, I saw Reuven lend Shimon $100 on Monday. And another aide comes and says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon $100 on Tuesday. Now obviously we can't say that they're just mistaking the day and that we have a tziruf of two edut, but according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, we have two witnesses that Reuven lent Shimon $100. And that's
not necessarily the same hundred.
That's, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then according to him, this wouldn't be still possibly talking about an edut of the equivalent of kuchem, of chatima. Maybe. I'm just saying you can't prove this 100%. I mean, I agree. It's likely that you're right. Omer of Shmuel bar Yehuda, I heard from Rebbe Abba two piskei halachot. Now, one of them he paskin like Rebbe, and one of them he paskin like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, but you know what? I don't remember. V'lo yadana, haika Rebbe, vaik Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. So remember, we have two separate machlokas in our sugya that are a bit confusing. The first machloket we had is what happens if you don't listen to the takon of Rebbe Gamliel, and you go ahead and you're mevatel a get in front of a shliach, in front of a bezdin, without telling the shliach. What's the din? According to Rebbe, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, Maisa, if you went ahead and did it, the get is mevutah. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not to be confused with Rabbi Gamliel, right? According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the makar beitin yafeh means that the rabbonim were mafkia the kiddushin, and the get, in that case, is used, even though it isn't really used. But for all intents and purposes, it ends up that she's not married. Fine. Then we had a completely separate machloket. What happens in a case where more than one person is made responsible for taking care of a get, signing a get, delivering or writing the get and signing the get, and you're mevato one of a group of people? So what we came out saying over here is that it appears that there's another machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, why not? What's the problem? Be mevato one of the group. Nothing wrong is going to come of that. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, no. This is included in that original takana, and you cannot cancel part of a shlichut. You have to, you can only cancel an entirety of a shlichut. Now, sometimes that can cause problems, sometimes it can cause problems, but it doesn't matter. It's an across-the-board takana, because the Gemara is noted to say he would argue even in a case of Kulchem, right? Or a case of Shnai. Fine. So those are two separate machlokasim. Now, they don't necessarily relate to one another. And I heard that in one case that the psak was according to Rebbe, and in one case the psak was according to Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, and I can't remember which one I heard. So I don't know what to do. So which one was Rabbi Abba paskening like? And Rabbi Yosef always in these situations, you'll remember, always says, well, just because you can't remember doesn't mean we can't figure it out. Let's look at it and we'll figure it out. I'm Rabbi Yosef Nitzanan. Let's look at it and we'll figure it out ourselves. We know that when Rabbi Dimi arrived from Eretz Yisrael, he went ahead and he said that there was a maaseh the Asar Rebbe Kitivrei Chachamim. It once happened that Rebbe did like the Chachamim, and the case over there was talking about what the halacha would be If Dayanim had gone out to make an assessment of property to recover money that was owed, and they made a mistake in the assessment. So the question is whether Shtut is Mevatel their assessment the way it would be in a case of just Mekach u'Memka, right? So they went ahead and they said that Rebbe said the halacha is like the Chachamim and that it doesn't matter that it was a Beis Din, they're the same as anybody else. You make a mistake like that and we have to redo the whole estimate. So now, when Rebbe did that, he went to the Divrei Chachamim. So Rebbe Parta, who is the son of Rebbe Elazar ben Parta, the grandson of Rebbe Parta HaGadol, said to Rebbe, how can you do that? Beis Din is going to do an assessment and you're going to say they're like a bunch of cheapos off the street. They make a mistake, be mevato their words. That's part of Beis Din, is that if they make a mistake of a shtut, so fine. It nonetheless is binding in terms of the din. When Rebbe heard that taina, he changed his mind. V'chazar Rebbe v'yasak Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Oh, so now we know that in the end, Rebbe accepted the argument of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel of imkein makor beidin yafeh, right? So now, if that's the case, then it's this case that we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that makor beidin yafeh, and that means that in the other case, it would be that we're paskining like Rebbe. So it's very clear. If Rebbe himself is ready to agree that the din is makor beis din yafeh, then that means if in the other case we paskin like Rebbe, so then that must be the case of Amar le'asara. And he's mevatel some of the asara. There we paskin like Rebbe. So that only the case of makor beis din yafeh, where somebody actually was mevatel a get in front of a beis din, there Rebbe himself admitted that he's wrong. So if that's the case, we're not going to paskin like Rebbe in that case. The Af Rebbe Yoshia de Min Usha also said Chodek Rebbe and the Chodek Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Omar Rabba Bar Barchana, you know, there were five of us old guys that were sitting in front of Rebbe Yoshia de Min Usha, and while he was in his best, and this guy is brought in over there, so Atahu Gava Kamei, and Rebbe Yoshia de Min Usha forces the guy to give a get. So Ashkele Gita Al Korche. So he forces the guy to give a get. The guy says, Reitzani, yeah. You know, after being beat up a little bit and so on. And now he was worried that this guy who sent the get is going to be Mevato the get. So he said to us, the five of us, he said, go hide so he can't find you to be Mevato the get.
Or he can find any other five people.
So Omar Lani said to us, nope, he would be Mevatel the actual people that were there. So Zil Atmur, go hide, and Kitvula, you go ahead and write the get, and now he's not going to be able to cancel. Now, if Yisal Kadaitach Karebi, if the halacha is that Bitlo Mevutal, right, so then that means they could still find a Beis Din and be Mevatel in front of the Beis Din. Why would it help to hide? It wouldn't do any good to hide. He'll just get a Beis Din together. The guy obviously is not a very fine person anyway. He's trying to figure out ways to get the Beis Din here messed up. So fine, so he'll go back home. He'll make a Beis Din in his own town. And he'll say, I want to be Mevatel the Shlichut that I made in front of Rav Yoshia de Minusha, right? What good is it going to do? It won't do any good. Must be, therefore, that we see that and that even if you went ahead and were mevatel, it wouldn't do any good because it would have been like the Kedushin anyway. Now, here's my proof. That's about this part, which is the first machlokas. But if the halacha were in the second machlokas, also like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, then it still doesn't make sense. Because Isak Adaitach Idach Namik Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, if we paskin also in the second case, like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, which would mean that in order for this gentleman, or not so gentlemanly gentleman, to be Mevatel the get, he would need to tell all five sabe together that he's canceling the get, because that was the sock in the other case. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Ko milta de mitamre ba'ape asara or ba'ape shnayim or ba'ape chamisha, whatever it is, has to be undone in front of the same people. Then why would he tell them to hide? He could just tell them, look, just don't be together in one place. So spread out, you know. Don't ever be together, all five of you, in one place. This way the guy can never cancel. That's all he would need to say. There'd be no need to hide."
Didn't he tell them to split?
My brain is just too slow to keep
you
up anymore.
Say split, it means like to run, get out.
No, he understands.
Okay,
no, my brain
is... Oh, no, didn't get it?
No. Ah. I'm telling you, I am chugging along on one cylinder. I absolutely cannot keep up.
Just hope Bobby got it.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
So anyway... Why would he tell them to hide? All he would have to tell them is leave the relief dure. Just make sure that you're spread out, split. Elashmanina, so clearly I too have a raya. That one case we're passing like Rebbe, which is the second case, and the other case we're passing like Reb Shimon Gamliel, because Rebbe himself was passing im kain makar besin yaf. And Rabba, Rava, Reb Nachman, that we paskin like Rebbe in both cases, which would mean that Reb Nachman holds that we don't say im kein makar betin yafeh, which is strange because Reb Nachman is the leader of the makar betin yafeh camp. I mean, he's very strong on a pshak of Bezdin because, you know, didn't Reb Nachman, isn't he the one who always quoted Shmuel, that yitum mim shebo lachalok benichsei aviyem, that in a case where there are youngsters that are splitting a Yerusha, Bezdin appoints an apotropos, and the apotropos is Mavar for each one of the children, which would be an appropriate chelek. So he chooses a chelek Yafa. But, says Shmuel, and Reb Nachman quotes Shmuel, just to say why Shmuel is wrong, he quotes Shmuel. So, and Shmuel says that, but when they grow up, higdilu yecholim limchot, they could say, look, it's all very nice, I'm sure the guy thought he was doing the right thing, but it's ridiculous, I don't want this chelek. You know, I have a possible chelek that I'm going to inherit, which is on the other side, you know, from an aunt or something, and I want it to be there, it'll save me a lot of money. So fine. But they can be mocha. Reb Nachman says, but Shmuel is wrong. Reb Nachman did they amar. Even when they grow up, they cannot complain. So here, it's Reb Nachman who is the one who always says, makor betin yafeh. So you're telling me that over here, he paskins against Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, makor betin yafeh. And like Rebbe, who says, bit lo mevutal. Nu. I mean, what's one have to do with the other? Hata momona. You're telling me imkein makar betin yafeh in terms of momonis. Well, obviously, that's the whole point, that we go beyad rama to utilize the din of hefker bezdin hefker. That's direct in the moment. Well, we're going to use the svar makar bezdin yafeh to be mater nashis ish. That I never heard. And here, hacha isura. Tat lamed gimel. Mipnei tikkun olam. My mipnei tikkun olam, Rav Yochanan Omer. Mipnei takanat mamzerim. Rish Lakish Omer. Mipnei takanat agunot. Yochanan Omer takanat mamzerim. Sov lakur b'nachman. Diyomer bifnei shnayim. Betray let lehu kala. So he lo yashama v'lo yada. And oslo mincela. And then there'll be mamzer. Rish Lakish Omer takanat agunot. Sov lakur b'sheshes diyomer bifnei shlosha. Ubeit lata. Itlu kala, v'shama v'yada v'lo mitzvah v'takanat agunot hu de'ika. Tana Rabbana, bitlo mevutal divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer enu yachol lo levatlo v'lo lozif atzna'o because im ken makor ben yafeh. What do you mean? He committed the minoraita bato gita, and because makor ben yafeh sharina neshetish la'alma in kol de mekadesh adayta Rabbana mekadesh v'afki inu Rabbana lekidush mine. Why not? Tana Rabbanan, Amar li asara, kitvu get lishtin. He didn't say kuchen. Yechol avato azer shelo bifnei zeh, divrei Rebbe, because why not? Reb Shimei Gamliel omer, eino yechol avato, ela zeh bifnei zeh. So b'maikam yiflege, in the equivalency to edut shebatla mitzata batla kula kamitzge. Rebbe sovar that edut shebatla mitzata lo batla kula in this case. V'yaz v'hanach, that didn't know, and they go ahead and they're katvi v'yave, go right ahead. Lichtavu v'litvu, who's complaining? Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel sovar, edut shebatla mitzata batla kula, even in this case, v'hanach lo yadim, v'azi v'katvi v'yavu, and they're going to end up being sharei shetish li'alma. V'yboitema could even be, you know what, the kula yama, that's nothing to do with edut shebatla mitzata, of course it's lo batla kula, what does this have to do with edus? Because he holds that's the takana that a milted in mitavda be'abe asar tzricha be'asar lemishlafa. He boils. How about in the case of kulchen? What would be the din over there? Is it that the time of the Reb Shimon Gamliel, the way we originally thought, mishum dekasaver educha batla mitzata batla kula? And in this case, hanikim and dama lo kulchen nu. There's nothing can go wrong because lo motzukat v'viyavo. Oh, Dilma time Reb Shimon Gamliel mishum the kasava. The second way we learned in the Ibayitema that Ko Milton mit Abdabapi Beasara, Tzricha Beasara lo Mishlafa, and therefore what's the difference if you say Kuchem, you don't say Kuchem? It's not a chashash, it's just a din. Say Kuchem, feel Kuchem Nami, Tashma. Omar Lishnaim, which is the same as Kuchem, Tnu Get Lishti, Yochol Vatel Zeshla Bifnei Zedivere Rebbe, and Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, and Mereino Yochol Vatel Alaze Bifnei Zed. Now, Shnaim is the full equivalent of Kuchem, right? So Shnaim to Bichri Kuchem Damu, and nonetheless they argue. So you see that it's really the Iboitema that is the correct definition of the Sheet of Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Ravashi, look, I mean, that's not 100% proof, because Ibe Eide Ktiva, maybe that they wouldn't argue. It would be like Kulchem, and Hochinabi, but Hochma Yaskina, Be Eide Olacha, which, by the way, is very reasonable. Hochinabi Mistabra, because otherwise, how do you understand the Seifa? Katoni Seifa, Malu Zebifne Atzmo, Lezebifne Atzmo, then Yocholavatel Zeshlo Bifne Ze. I mean, does that make sense to you? Yeah, but Bishlama, that we're talking like I suggested, Be Eide Olacha. Okay, that makes perfectly good sense. But if you're going to tell me we're talking about Eide Ktiva, then you wouldn't have proper Eidut over here anyway, because they can't be Mitzarif there. We don't have two witnesses to say the gets kosher. Because, okay, but that's also not 100% a riot, because Dilma Krebi Yishuv Ben Korcha Svirulay, who holds that Eidut is Mitzarifet like that. Omer Rishmul Bar Yehuda, I can tell you that I heard Rabbi Abba Paskin, both Piske Alochas, Tarte, Chodek Rebbe v'Chodek Reb Shimon Gamliel, I can't remember which one was which. Lo Yadana Haik Rebbe v'Haik Reb Shimon Gamliel. Omer Rav Yosef, let's see if we can work it out. Nichzi Anna. Tachiyato Rav Dimi, Omer Ma'asev, Yasa Rebbe Kedivir Chachomim, about canceling a estimation and a sale made by Besdin for a loaf. Right? So comes along to Rebbe, comes along Rebbe Parta, Benosh Reb Lozi Ben Parta, Ben Benosh Reb Parta Gadol, and he tines to Rebbe, you can ken makor best in Yafa. And Rebbe was chaser. V'yosek of Shimon Ben Gamliel. So apparently, now we see that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, Minhok Reb Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, if he's paskening that way there, so hach to Rebbe. And even Rabbi Yoshi de Ben Usha must also hold Chodek Rabbi v'Chodek Reb Shimon. I'll prove it to you. Because Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said that we were Chamisha Sabe, Avinu Kameda Rabbi Yoshi de Ben Usha, and there was this guy, Otu Gava Kameh, Vashkla Gita Okoche, and Rabbi Yoshi de Ben Usha told us, you better go hide. And in hiding, you take care of the Getfer, the Kidfula. Now, when Yisak Daitach, Kerebi, what good is it to hide? The guy could always make a bezdin, right? Must be that he doesn't hold like Rebbe. So Shemaim HaKarib Shemaim Gamliel Sfirulay. Okay, so that's in terms of the first machlokas by Rebbe Shemaim Gamliel. Okay, now, I'll prove to you that the second machlokas, he cannot hold like Rebbe Shemaim Gamliel. Because Yisak HaTaitach Yidach Namik Rebbe Shemaim Gamliel, and that would mean that if you're not all together, there's no possible way to be mevatel the entire shlichut. Why did he have to tell them to hide? So Lama Lo Itmuri could have told them to split. Livduri, Livduri. Elash Ma'amina, Chodek Rebbe, V'chodek Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Rava quotes from Nachman saying, Alach Rebbe B'shteyan. which means that he holds that we don't say Makor Bezdin Yofer. What? Let later Nachum Makor Bezdin Yofer. Omer Nachum Omer Shmuel Yitomim Shebo Lachlok Benichse Yaviyam Bezdin Bamidim Lapotropis Uborim Chelok Yofer Yigdilo Yecholim Limchot. Reb Nachman did they Omer Yigdilo En Yecholim Limchot Imke Makor Bezdin Yofer. Hata Mamona Hacha Isur, which of course you will have noticed that once that's true, we cannot paskin that Rebbe was chazer in this case, because we just said that there's a difference between Mamona and Isur. Maybe Rebbe never pulled back on this case, right? So the way we're understanding now in Reb Nachman, we would certainly not be able to right, paskin like a Rebbe that supposedly doesn't exist. You know, apparently we claim, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Rebbe changed his mind, but apparently he didn't. Reb Nachman says he paskins like Rebbe. This changes everything.